or we didn't play a very good football game today on in any phase, offense, defense, or special teams. And it shows on the scoreboard. I don't understand, you know, what happened with the team. I thought it was uncharacteristic the way we turned the ball over today because we hadn't been doing that in all phases. And so we turned it over just about everywhere today. Center snapped the ball high on the PAT, which ended up taking points off the board. Defense, we weren't able to stop anybody. And then the offense, we turned the ball over. So it's hard to win when you do that. And then on top of that, we had some penalties that hurt us. That defensively, we could have gotten off the field on some third downs. Offensively, there are a few line of scrimmage penalties that that you shouldn't have. And then on the special teams, we had a good return and a special teams penalty. So it was a total team effort, basically, and not playing very well. Now, I know that there will be some questions about the quarterback. I'm staying with the quarterback, and I stayed with him during the course of the game. I stayed with Charles during the course of the game, and we're going to stay with him going forward at the moment. So that's what we're going to do. And what I told the team was that it was bad football, and say that it was bad football, but we have a game to play next week, and we have to pull together and stay together and not point fingers. And so it was everybody involved, coaches, players, everybody associated, you know, was bad today. And so that's how we're going to have to look at it, and then we're going to have to see if we can get better somehow and play better versus good football teams. Okay, with that?
Romeo, why not make a change at quarterback?
Well, because I think he still can do some good things. You know, in the second half, we tried to rally a little bit, and we were able to move the ball down the field. And you know, I thought, what did we get, another turnover? But, you know, we had a spark of life there in the third quarter, and he was the one who helped that spark, you know, and he's part of the team. I mean, you know, I could have taken Jamal out because of his struggles and his problems. But he's also the one who can run for a touchdown, you know. So that's some of the decisions that a head coach has to make, and you kind of have to go with your gut feeling and what you know about your team and then move forward with it.
Before he gave you that spark, as you say, were you considering making a change up until that point?
Well, whether I was considering or not doesn't make any difference. It's hypothetical. All right, I didn't make the change, and I stayed with it.
So how do you get your go-to guys to give you the kind of consistency this team needs to be a good football team?
Well, that's the thing. We have to be consistent. And we're not consistent, and we have to keep working at it to try to be consistent. Right now, we're an up-and-down football team, you know, and so we have to get better and more consistent in every phase of the game. And so if we can do that, then we can be competitive.
Romeo, did North have something to say about that onside kick after the game?
No.
What, it looked like you guys had or at least he had something to say that was fairly lengthy.
Well, we were talking about the game, you know, and if North wants to talk about what we said, talk to North.
You okay with them trying an onside kick at that point in the game?
Yep. I mean, our job is to play football. Whatever happens on the football field, all right, whatever it is, our job is to defend and play the plays that are out there. And if you can't play the plays that are out there, you don't need to be out there.
People still talk sometimes about the speech that you gave at halftime in Indianapolis. Are you at a similar point here? Is there something that needs to be done along those lines?
Well, that was a different situation altogether, and that was a talk to the defense. You know, and this is a different defensive team, even though everybody believes that it shouldn't be. But this is a different defensive team, and they're still growing together.
Anything else?
There was last one. Not an easy thing to pinpoint what went wrong with those turnovers. Is that more frustrating that there's not one thing you can say this was the problem? There were a lot of different kind of turnovers and issues?
Yeah, that makes it tougher. You know, when you can't pinpoint one particular thing or one particular player, I mean, it's everybody. And so when it's everybody, that makes it really difficult because you can't change everybody all at once, you know. And so you have to get the guys that you have to do better and be more consistent.
All right.